Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Yesterday, I was taking you through the steps that the Lord has been talking to us about and revealing to us. He really has us on the subject of shaking. And I'm going to do a letter on this, actually a newsletter, and I'm going to post it online, and I'm going to mail it in the mail. So if you want to, you can get it online at billybrim.org. Now, it's not up yet, but it will be in a day or two. billybrim.org. It'll be my newsletter. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and request to be put on the mailing list, because we're going to send this out to the mailing list. The Lord is really dealing with me about shakings, and even shakings to waken people and shakings to warn people. So we've been through the Bible. I've been through the Bible on these subjects, and I want to share a little bit of it with you. I told you how that on August 3rd, I woke up that morning. It was a Wednesday prayer. We were going to have our United Prayer, which we have every Wednesday streamed live from Prayer Mountain, 12 noon Central Time. And people join us, thousands of computers all around, by computer, all around the earth. And they've begun to call themselves the WWPs, the Worldwide Prayers. Oh my goodness, I wish you'd just go and look at some of our prayer meetings at noon. They're on archives, maybe starting at August 3rd and each week thereafter, because we're really, no, you need to start earlier than that. But that is the place where he started with me. I woke up that morning and I thought, I need a scripture on United Prayer. First one that came to mind, Acts chapter 4, when Peter and John went back to their own company after they had been beaten and commanded to preach no more in the name of Jesus. And so they went back to their own company in Acts chapter 4, and the Bible says this: "And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice," their company, "to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." And then they go down to verse 29. "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word." How? "By stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together." That morning, as I woke up and I thought about this scripture, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, "You pray in a much larger place. Believe me for the place that you pray to be shaken." Well, I thought about it. Where did they pray? They prayed in a room in Jerusalem. Where do we pray? Well, by the technology of today, as foretold by Daniel the prophet, knowledge has increased to such a place that we can pray around the world together at the same time, connected by live streaming. So we pray around the globe. Then I thought, oh, we also pray in the heavenlies. We know from Ephesians chapters 1 and 2 that when he was raised, we were raised. When he was quickened, we were quickened. When he was raised, we were raised. When he was seated at the right hand of the Father, we were seated at the right hand of the Father. When God raised Jesus, when he raised the head of the body, he raised the body. And he gave us joint authority there with him at the right hand of the Father. So I thought, well, we pray in the heavenlies. Is the Lord asking us to pray that the heavenlies be shaken? And then about that time, I heard the Lord again: "Shake down the heat dome." There was a heat dome over much of America. It had held in its grip Texas, Oklahoma, soaring temperatures, much higher than what we were experiencing in the Ozark. But that Wednesday in the Ozarks, August 3rd, it was 109 degrees, and it was the hottest day ever where we live. So I went out to the noonday prayer. I told them what I'd heard. They began their work. They began to pray. They began to exercise their authority over the princes of the power of the air. And guess what? The heat dome was shaken down. in 24 hours. The next day at noon, I was watching the weather report, and the weather report verified that the temperatures had dropped 25 degrees. And the weatherman said, "This is somewhat of a surprise, but it won't last. The heat dome will come back." Well, we went after that heat dome again here at work and other prayers. I went online. I sent out a prayer alert. If you'd like to get our prayer alerts, just go on billybrim.org and ask for them. And so I sent out a prayer alert. We got to keep this heat dome gone because we were expecting a school the next week, August 8th through 11th, Monday through Thursday. We were inviting people, and they were coming from all over the they paid a fee to come because we can only handle about 200, and we have to know who's coming and cut it off at that. But we put it online. We put the school online, Living in the End of Days, and you can still get it through the end of September. You can go online, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and say that you are interested in taking that school. And that school course is at least 5 hours of teaching a day for 4 days. And so we wanted that school to be cool. A cool school. How about that? And it was. The temperatures were down. We had rainy days, which we liked. We hadn't had rain in the Ozarks for a time. And so I got so tickled because we had exercised our authority. The temperatures came down. And on the same week that the temperatures came down, that Thursday and Friday, the stock market plunged. And they were saying depression. I was so tickled. I said, "Brenda, we'll have here next Wednesday, August 10, we'll have our school in session, and we will join those people who come. We will stream our prayer at noon on Wednesday from the school, and we'll be joining with the WWPs, and we'll come out against that dark dome of depression that's trying to bankrupt this country before we leave." I got so tickled. Wednesday came. I taught the class 9 o'clock. About 11 on down through 11, told them, we're going to be back here at 12. I give them a little time to make a restroom break, get a drink of water. Come back in here at 12 because we're going to have the WWPs online with us. 20 minutes to 12, lightning struck. Not here, but in Dallas. In the place it's like an umbrella over our servers. We went offline. We weren't connected. I said to the prayers, I was a little bit disappointed. But then I thought, I know those WWPs, they will pray anyway. It energized us. We got to such a place of prayer that August the 10th. You need to go on and line and watch it. And then we started hearing from the WWPs. They got energized in their prayers, and their prayers were lifted to a new height that day. And we saw signs of things. We didn't have an immediate drop into depression, like they said. Now, we have to keep this up. We have to keep praying and using our authority and that against the princes of the power of the air. But we literally saw that we could shake things that double kingdom system had brought into being. And then the Lord, of course, he told me about Acts chapter 4. And then he told me about to look up some other scriptures on shaking and earthquake. Well, I didn't have to. I remembered this one quite well. It's Acts chapter 16 and verse 26. Paul and Silas, their backs bleeding. They're in stocks in Philippi. And they sang and praised God at midnight. The other prisoners heard them. The 26th verse says, "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed." Now, God reminded me August 3rd, August 10th, of these shakings. And he said to me, the action began on earth. And then he reminded me of Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to go to that Hebrews chapter 12 in just a moment. But right now, I want to remind you what happened on August 23rd. August 23rd, the day before our noontime prayer, there was an earthquake in a diverse place. That means a place that it doesn't happen all the time. In Washington, D.C., the capital of the superpower of the world. Its epicenter was in Virginia. Just a little ways from Washington, D.C. It shook Washington, D.C. It damaged some of our National Archive buildings. And the nation was shaken at it. My daughter, Shelley, her husband's a dentist, and in their dental office, she'd walked in to have lunch with him. And she said, there's been an earthquake in Washington, D.C. The people in that place were shaken. And some of them who don't go to church regularly said, is Jesus coming? Does this mean Jesus is coming? And it opened the door for Shelley to say, well, you know, the Lord did give us signs of his coming, earthquakes. And so she was able there because, you see, shakings awaken people. If you have someone, we've been praying for an awakening for 3 years. If you can shake somebody awake. You can also, shakings do warn people. And I knew that about the Washington, D.C. earthquake, that it was a warning from God. It didn't hurt anybody. No one was bad, really bad things didn't happen. But I knew that this is not something that the enemy's behind. This is a warning from God. And he is going to be shaking things. We know that from Haggai, the end of Haggai, the last of Haggai. We know that from Hebrews 12, and tomorrow we're going to go, have your Bible with you, because tomorrow we're going to look at Hebrews 12, 27, and we're going to see that there are shakings coming. Well, we're going to read the whole last part of the chapter of Hebrews 12, but verse 27 says this, and this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And so in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, which we're going to go into detail tomorrow, the Lord's going to talk to us about working with him in shakings. Do you believe it? I think if you'll tune in tomorrow, you can see it in your very own Bible. Be sure to have it with you. Now, this week, I'm going to ask people to help support us if they can. We feel a real urgency to warn people, to help people to live in these end of days, live productively, live the best you can. And we need your support. God has ordained it that way, that the ministry operates with support from the body of Christ, with support from people. We love your prayer support. We love your love support. And we also need your money support. So you can mail your offering to Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can go online to billybrim.org, and there you will follow the clicks to online giving. That's Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Just make it out to Prayer Mountain, or you can make it out to Billy Brim Ministries. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, Shalom. And tomorrow we're going to look at Noah, and we're going to look at working with God in warnings and shaking. Shalom.